You're listening to the Rise and Align with Food podcast. I'm Rashonda Yates. 8 years ago, I found myself struggling with food and my weight. I was pre-diabetic, 100 pounds overweight, and felt like my life was getting smaller with every passing day. I know firsthand how hard it can be to break free from those struggles. And that's why I'm here to share my story and the simple tools that helped me retrain my brain and release 70 pounds. Let's work together to see what's possible for you, so you too can finally break free from binge eating, lose weight, and have peace with your food and your body. Welcome, and thank you for pressing play. Consistency is something that many of us want, but for people who struggle with binge eating, it can be even more of an urgent desire or need or wish to be able to be more consistent, because you realize that the entire issue is really the fact that you can do well for a little while, but then end up falling back into the old habits that literally sabotage all the progress that you've been doing. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be diving deep into this because this is something that I used to struggle with a lot in my own life. You know, I would start a healthy eating journey or a weight loss journey or just, try to just change my habits. But it would always seem like, okay, I could do well for a little while, but then something would get in the way. It would be like a holiday or maybe an illness or something. And then it seemed like it was so hard to get back on track. And then there were other times where everything would be going so well in my life. And even in those situations, nothing intervened. But for some reason, I would just think, I'm doing really well. I deserve X, Y, or Z. I deserve this treat, or I deserve to just, let loose for a little bit. And then, boom, I would find myself, just completely back into binge eating, just eating meal after meal of foods that had no nutritional value, like fast food or a lot of sweets, things that didn't make me feel my best. And it was because I could not figure out how to achieve that consistent, healthy balance in my life for so long. So if this is something that you can relate to, then keep listening, because in this episode, I'm going to share how you can really stay motivated and be consistent with your healthy eating. Keep listening. Consistency is something that I used to struggle with a lot. I was someone who felt like I was either on or I was off, either I was all in or I was completely off. And what I mean by that is when I would be all in, I would be doing everything 100% all in, eating healthy. And what I mean by eating healthy was nothing remotely indulgent, cutting out a lot of times all of a particular type of food or ingredient. So for example, one time I decided that I was going to never eat any white refined carbs or sugar throughout the week, and I would only eat that on the weekend, on Saturday specifically. So I went through this phase of doing that, plus, I had a strict regimen for activity as well. A very strict routine that I would follow. And another important aspect of all this is that if I didn't do these things perfectly to the T, then I would beat myself up. I would feel like I wasn't doing what I said I would do, which was true because it was actually, it was actually overcommitting. But that meant that I was bad, that I was undisciplined, that I was weak-willed, that, I was not disciplined enough and all these things. And of course that would just make things worse. I would start to spiral and then get completely off track, And what I mean by completely off track is I would stop everything and I would just do the exact opposite, so there wouldn't be a middle ground. So what did the exact opposite look like? And maybe you can relate to this. The exact opposite was I went from trying to keep a completely unrealistic, unsustainable standard of sudden and abrupt change to what I described as being all in. to going to doing zero activity, eating whatever I wanted, like whatever I felt like eating, just going after it. And when I was just eating whatever I wanted, it's not even like I was enjoying it. It was like this reactive response to, you know, the hard swing of the pendulum to the right. So as hard as I swung the pendulum to the right with my behavior, the pendulum was reacting by swinging the exact amount to the left. And so it was a reactive state. It wasn't me making a calm, rational choice to eat whatever I wanted. And so then, you know, I did this dance of all or nothing, all or nothing, all or nothing for years and years and years. And all of this was wrapped around the story of I just can't eat healthy consistently. And when I say story, I'm talking about the internal dialogue, the narrative that I was telling myself and the narrative that I believed. Now, you might be listening to this and you might say, okay, you know, a story, well, you know, people can write stories and that doesn't make them true. And are you in this moment probably starting to recognize that these are the things that drive us in our daily lives? So the things that are running on a loop in our heads, right? And they are stories, and they're not true. They are made up, and yet we're driven by them without realizing that we're being driven by them. So what I want to talk about in this episode is, you know, how you can really break this loop. How can you get out of this narrative that is operating in the background? And how can you begin to change that narrative? Now, I'm going to share with you a mantra that just came to me one day, you know, this is something that happens. You'll discover this when you also start reprogramming yourself, you know, to have that identity of the type of eater that you want to be, effortlessly healthy eater, you know, a person who's naturally self-disciplined from the inside out, what I call a food freedom thriver. And what you'll start to discover is that new narratives just kind of pop in your head at times, and you're like, oh wow, that's cool. You know, that is something that I wouldn't have thought in the past, you know, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, but it just came to me. But then you start to realize that these things become a byproduct of who you are at an identity level. These new stories that come up, they come into your mind naturally because that's who you are. And so often we try to do things backwards. And this was the big, major, life-changing realization that I had. And it took time to have this realization. But, you know, when you get it, you truly cannot unsee it. When you start to see how every part of your life is driven by your programming, and when you can start to take charge of your programming, that's when you have the power to literally create anything you want, you know. And I'm not saying that it's going to be easy. I'm not saying that, you know, it's like the flip of a switch and then all of a sudden everything, you know, it's like you have to put in the work to create that shift in yourself. But once you create that shift in yourself, you know, it really is like flipping on a light switch, because you literally see so much that you never saw before, and you see so much more possibility. But I feel like I've gotten a little bit off track, so let me get back to the mantra. So I want to share with you this mantra that it's so simple, but if you adopt this mantra, and I have so many more and just tools to share with you inside of Eat with Balance, which, by the way, the Wired for Weight Loss 3-part series is officially up. And the first episode, you can already go and watch the replay of that. So all you got to do is go to rashondyates.com/eatwithbalance, and you can go ahead and start catching up to where we are. So here's the mantra. The more active I am, the more active I am. That's it. And I'm going to explain to you why this mantra is so powerful. So the whole premise of what I help women to do in order to transform their lives, one of the pillars is integrated identity. And integrated identity is about not only identifying what the identity is that you need. Because like, I think a lot of people are hip to that now. A lot of people understand that identity is a pillar of behavior change. People like James Clear have brought that into the forefront of our minds. People like Andrew Huberman, people who are experts at looking at the stats and the neurology, the neuroscience of behavior change. And they talk about identity. Why is that? Because it is a core essential ingredient for what drives our behavior. And when you can take charge of that core ingredient, meaning you can actually facilitate reprogramming your identity, that's when where you have enormous, immense power to shape the trajectory of any area of your life, including your health, your eating habits. Now, what most people do is they say, oh yeah, that's great. Identity. I know I need to have the identity. And that's where most people stop. Most people do not go to that next step and say, okay, well, then how do I actually create that identity? Like, what is actually the most powerful and effective way to create that new identity for myself? And, you know, one of the simplest ways is, it's so simple that most people will dismiss it, but it's literally simply making suggestions to yourself through your own self-talk, through repetition over time, like just continuous repetition. If you tell yourself the same thing over and over and over again, incessantly, your subconscious mind will believe that. And that is reprogramming yourself. That is programming your identity. And I think another thing that people might think when they hear this kind of thing is, oh, that's woo-woo. You know, that doesn't even, you know, that's not real. But this is science. Okay. This is actually proven. There is hard data to prove that your subconscious can pick up suggestions from yourself and from others too. And that's the scary thing, you know, because when you start to realize that, you know, your subconscious mind is always listening. It's always being programmed. And if it ain't you, it's somebody else. And if that's not scaring you right now, I don't know what else to tell you. Because for me, when I realize that if I'm not the one taking control of my programming, someone else is, and God knows what else, you know, out in the world, there's just so much crap, you know, I mean, with social media and just, I'm not even going to get into all that right now, but when you start to realize that this is happening regardless of whether you take control of it or not, I think that, you know, if you're anything like me, you're probably wanting to be in charge of that. Because for me, one of my highest values is freedom. And I just, the idea that anybody has control of me in some way is just abhorrent to me. And so if you're anything like me, you might be feeling the same way. And you're probably wanting to be the person who is responsible for what is driving your life, 95% of your life, okay? And so this mantra, the simple mantra, the more active I am, the more active I am. Why does it work so well? Why is it such a great mantra to use for reprogramming? Well, you know, when we reprogram ourselves, we always want to be speaking in the present tense. We want to be speaking in the positive. And that this mantra does that. It focuses on the present tense. It assumes that you are active. Think about that. It assumes that you're already active. You're already working from that identity just by using this mantra. Just by going, you know, the more active I am, you're already saying, I'm an active person. You know, I'm the kind of person who's active. But look what you're also doing. You're also saying that then creates more activity in your life. And it's gentle. That's another thing that I like about this. You know, it's a very gentle mantra. But just by using it, like say it to yourself now a few times and notice the expansiveness inside of you. Notice how you feel more motivated to go and be active just by using this mantra. And when you have a tool like this, just a simple self-talk statement as a part of a a repertoire of moves and tools and strategies that keep you in alignment. You know, your eating choices are reflecting this. You're using your self-talk to create your eating choices. Your values are driving the way that you set all of this up in your life. When all of these things come together, which I can show you how to do, okay? When all of these things come together, that's when you start to see movement. Let me put it this way. You start to see changes in your life that no longer feel like you're having to hold on tight to it for fear that you might lose it. And I think that that is making sense to somebody who has been where I have been. Because when you can eat perfectly, but if that perfect diet feels like something that you're having to fight so hard to do, and you feel like a little bit of slip up is going to create this spiral downward. Like if you feel like this, what you have in your life is tentative and not strong, It doesn't feel secure. Yes, that's the word that I'm looking for right now. If you feel insecure about it, like if it feels precarious to you, well, in this moment, you're probably fighting against your programming instead of working with your programming. And so what this means is that you have a misalignment in your programming. It requires that you go in and just create the exact programming that's going to put you in alignment between the future you that you want to be and what you're doing and how you're feeling and how you're thinking as you're creating that. So take this out and try it. The more active I am, the more active I am. And again, there's so much more available for you to help you to create the programming that is going to get you the results that you want in your behavior, your eating behaviors, the weight loss goals that you have inside Eat With Balance. So if you want to learn more about Eat With Balance and how I help women to create this, go ahead and join us at rashondyates.com/eatwithbalance. In our live 3-part series called Wired for Weight Loss, I'm sharing my 4-step roadmap to stop binge eating and achieve sustainable and lasting weight loss. So hope to see you there, and I will catch you on another episode of the Rise and Align with Food podcast. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.